Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios representatives of the Mystic River Chorale. The artistic director, Frank Martinetti, is back. Welcome back, Frank.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
Nice to have you with us again. And we have a newcomer, a brand new president of the association, Frank. You made a big decision here. Ray Brown, our old friend, is not back, and we have a new president.
Well, Ray's still with us, but he decided after two terms to move on. You know, it's kind of like being drummer in Spinal Tap.
Right.
Every few years, there's a transition. And we're welcome Lori Anya to the presidency. I'm delighted to work with her.
All right, Lori Anya Linfoot. Welcome, Loriana. Nice.
Thank you very much.
Nice to see you. And you've been with the chorale for about 3 years, you told me before we started the show?
Yes, I'm fairly newcomer.
A newcomer, and they put you right to work, and your background is been with some other musical organizations in the past before that, right?
Yes, I sang with the Stonington Choral Society for about 10 years, and I was also associated with the Calvary Music School.
Wow, okay. So music in your background, and a resident of Connecticut?
Stonington, yes.
Okay. Frank, you're still living in some other foreign land, right?
I am. I'm still a resident of Upper Manhattan,
okay.
And I drive between Mystic and Bridgeport and Manhattan.
There you go. Well, someone has to do it.
I can always be a trucker if the music thing doesn't work out.
You have plenty of experience. We've had several shows that we've had the opportunity to do together over the years. It's easy for me to say. I'm a professional. But one of the things that I find interesting, Frank, is you always have a very diversified program that you're talking about. And this one that's coming up next week is even a little more diversified, I think, from what you've told me ahead of time.
It's a very unusual program, indeed. The Foray Requiem is a piece that everyone knows and loves. It's one of the first choral masterworks I experienced, and it's one of the pieces that everyone has done. Over two-thirds of the group already knew the Requiem when we started. But the Foray's Requiem was actually written for liturgical use, and it has a very economical orchestration. There's only one violin. There's only one solo violin. There's no violin section. Usually there are two violin parts in an orchestra, and there are double parts for violas and cellos. So you have a very thick, warm, low sound with viola, cello, and bass, with just this one solo violin lying on top of it. And that makes life interesting as a conductor, because what other pieces are there that mm-hmm. have that instrumentation? Because you don't want to hire five more violins to just sit around for half the concert.
Right.
And a church in Texas commissioned composer and organist Craig Phillips about in 2000 to write a piece to accompany Foray's Requiem with the exact same instrumentation.
Hmm.
And that piece, oddly enough, it's been done quite a bit, but no one has recorded it. It's not that well known, and it's called Dies Gratiae, Requiem Reflections. Foray's Requiem gives us a feeling of consolation and peace, and he omitted the kind of blood and guts, hellfire and damnation movements we think of in a Requiem, like the Dies Irae.
Right.
And Craig Phillips and John Thornburg, the lyricist, they took the Dies Irae as a starting place, the movement about the day of wrath and the end of the world, and they said, well, what does this mean for us today? What does this say about life and death and our fears and hopes and dreams? And they wrote an English text and this piece that talks about those themes that actually aren't represented in the Foray Requiem, but it does focus on healing and life more than death and damnation.
Okay, and the first piece that we're going to listen to is actually entitled what?
The first piece we're going to listen to is the Liber Ame from the Foray Requiem. It's one of my favorite movements. It's a gorgeous baritone solo. I got to sing it a few years ago at a sing-in in Stonington Borough with my good friend and colleague, Dr. Dara Blackstone. great piece, and the chorus also shines in this movement.
Beautiful music provided by the Mystic River Chorale. And Loriano, why don't you do your duty as president and tell us about how to get tickets for this wonderful event.
Well, if you want to, you could call 860-460-1487 or go to our website, mysticrivercorral.org.
That's pretty simple. mysticrivercorral.org. All right. And that's going to be at Harkness Chapel next Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. We will get more information about that and repeat that. But we're going to go back to Frank for the next piece of music.
The next piece of the Requiem we're going to play is the Sanctus. This was the first piece of the Requiem I learned as a high school student. Got to perform it in high school. I then later did it with my own high school students. It has a lot of meaning for me because in September 2001, I was music director at a Catholic church in Cincinnati, Ohio. And as I watched the towers come down, said to myself, what are we going to do next Sunday? What piece could we possibly perform? And we did the Sanctus from the Foray Requiem. We learned it in one rehearsal and presented it. It went beautifully.
Frank, we have one more piece that we can fit in before our first break. Tell us what it'll be.
This is the only movement sung by the solo soprano in the Requiem, the Pia Jesu. It's exquisite, and I'm very proud of our soloist this time. My good friend Ellen Taylor Sisson, who I've worked with for many years in musical theater and with her classical voice students, is singing the soprano solo for us this concert. She's a member of Voices of Ascension, Musica Sacra, New York Virtuoso Singers, many other professional groups in New York and Connecticut. She's got a wonderfully long and distinguished career. She's been on David Letterman. She's been on a Prairie Home Companion, sung with the New York Philharmonic, LA Philharmonic, and she'll be singing this next Sunday.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with representatives of the Mystic River Chorale. Laurianya's here along with Frank, and we're talking about the program that's going to take place next Sunday at Harkness Chapel in beautiful downtown New London, Connecticut. Frank, you've had quite a few performances there over the years.
We do. We're there every January and sometimes in the spring. It's a wonderful facility, and the college is very welcoming and helpful.
That's a very nice place to perform. And we've been talking about recordings that were not of the Mystic River Chorale so far in the program, but now we go to the real thing, right? These are going to be ones that you've recorded in the past.
Indeed, we do. The next three selections are from our spring concert, which was at Mystic Congregational Church last May. The first one we're going to hear is a piece by a Canadian composer named Stephen Chapman, and it's called I Would Live in Your Love. It's a setting of a Sarah Teasdale poem. You'll hear the Mystic River Chamber Singers performing. That's a select group drawn from within the chorale that rehearses an extra hour each week, and I'm very proud of their work on this piece.
I'm going to go back and ask you a couple of questions about the chorale. Roughly, how many people participate in the chorale?
Usually, we have a membership of about 35 to 40 people.
Roughly half and half, male, female, or?
More females than males, so we're always looking to recruit more tenor and bass singers.
All right, so if you're looking to join a group, Frank, how do they go about joining?
They just email our chorus manager or call 860-460-1487, and we look forward to scheduling an audition with people. I welcome people. I'm proud to say that people who join the group tend to remain in the group unless they move, you know, leave the area for work or retire to somewhere else. And we have a lot of long-term members. We've welcomed some great new people in the last 2 years, several.
No age limitations of any kind?
We literally have had people ages, you know, 16 to 95.
Wow.
It's a great, diverse, fun, friendly group.
All right. All right. Well, then let's get to another piece of music that was recorded by the chorale.
This is also from our spring concert last spring at Mystic Congregational. This is a wonderful piece by Paul Reardon, who teaches choral music at Temple University in Philadelphia. It's a setting of a Walt Whitman poem called My Spirit is Uncaged.
Frank, I'm going to ask you to get right to this next piece of music because it's a little bit longer. We want to try to get it all in before our next break.
This last selection from our spring concert is very well known, the first movement of Randall Thompson's Frostiana, The Road Not Taken.
We'll listen to that one, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with the Mystic River Chorale. Artistic Director Frank Martinetti is here, back again, for who's been here many, many times, and talking about the wonderful things going on with the chorale and the brand new president, Lori Anya Linfoot. Linfoot is correct?
Yes.
All right. You know, we talked off air about some of the wonderful things that happened with the chorale, and one of the things that's happening, I believe, is happening with Frank. Tell us about that.
Well, we're very excited that he's become a finalist at the American Prize. We're very excited about this. And Frank, do you want to tell us a little bit about the procedure?
Sure. It's a national competition, and I've had a few friends that have entered and won or been finalists. And I thought it was time. And it was time because the chorale has done such strong work for several years now. I'm really proud of where they are, where we are. And I had to submit video of myself conducting the chorale, over a 4 or 5 year period. So they were able to see the kind of growth and consistency that is happening. And the judges recognized me as a semifinalist and then a finalist, one of five nationally in the community and school choir division. And we're looking forward to seeing in a few weeks if I go further. And I'm very happy to have gotten this far.
So basically, you're all to the chorale. They did all the hard work, and you're getting all the credit, right?
Exactly. And that's what being a conductor is all about at the end of the day.
When things don't go right.
Yep. It's their fault. And when things go well, it's your fault. No, seriously. I mean, it's a team effort. It's what I love about choral music, that we make something that's more interesting and more beautiful than what any of us can do on our own.
Right.
And, I want to just put a plug. We're going to listen to two selections from last winter's concert, one by the chamber singers, one with the chorale and orchestra. And people who have come to hear the Mystic River Chorale for the first time or for the first time in many years, they've said to me after concerts, "This is so wonderful. I feel like we're an undiscovered jewel in the region. And if you haven't heard us or haven't heard us in a while, please come check it out because we're doing really wonderful things. And I think you'll be amazed and delighted and inspired."
All right, what's this next piece you have for us?
This next piece is a Renaissance motet by Thomas Tompkins, and it is the chamber singers of the chorale singing, "I Know That My Redeemer Liveth."
Let's get another piece in from the recording that you made last January with the chorale, and tell us about this one.
This is the opening movement of Haydn's Tiresian Messe, and it features the chorale, the orchestra, which includes players from the Eastern Connecticut Symphony, New Haven and Hartford area players, wonderful group we had last year, and most of them are back this year, which is terrific. And it includes our wonderful soloists from last year. So it's a nice example of the style of music you will hear next Sunday.
Amen.
Frank, we have one other surprise we've been saving till last, which is that some other group is going to be joining the Mystic River Chorale.
Exactly. We're very lucky to have two high schools joining us this concert. We have the chamber singers from Montville High School under the direction of Josh Cushing, and we have singers from the choral program at Ella T. Grosso Vocational Technical High School in Groton, and that's a program directed by Melanie Wade Cometa. And I'm really glad to have both of them. We've had guest high school groups with us a couple of years, in every other year for a few years now. And it gives them a chance to sing in a big, big group with orchestra, which even the finest high school programs can't really do. And in this case, I'm really proud of having Montville, because I met them and gave them a master class at Connecticut College last year. And of Grosso, I was a public school teacher for 10 years, and I now train music teachers as part of what I do at the University of Bridgeport. And there are wonderful programs in Connecticut, and there are schools and towns that are really underserved by the arts. And that's not a reflection on the teachers. It's a reflection of what the community is able and willing to make available to its students.
Financially,
and,
mostly.
Yeah.
Right.
And Melanie has built a music program from scratch at Ella T. Grosso, which is a wonderful thing, while also being a performing soprano. She was just last month the soloist for the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Chorus's Messiah in Norwich. And that's dear to my heart, because I did that for 7 years in New Haven Public Schools.
Well, there you go. Well, we want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to come out and listen to this wonderful program next Sunday. Why don't we hit one more time with the phone number and website?
You can get tickets by calling 860-460-1487 or go to mysticrivercorral.org. That's next Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Harkness Chapel at Connecticut College, New London.
All right. So everyone should turn out and support the Mystic River Chorale, as well as those two high school groups. We can't do enough to try to support music in the community. Great
exactly.
way to do it, Frank.
And you do that so well, Mike. Thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you for being here. And it was a pleasure to meet the new president, Lori Anna Linfoot. And nice to have you with us. And Frank, always a pleasure to see you. You have one more piece to introduce before you leave.
I do. This is a professional choir of the Kansas City Chorale, and they are doing a piece the chamber singers will do on our concert next Sunday. It is a piece by a composer named Williametta Spencer. It is called At the Round Earth's Imagined Corners, and it's a setting of a poem by the Renaissance poet John Donne.
We will listen to that, and for the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.